I'm joined by Jeffrey Folgate. He's the fire prevention specialist with the Santa Fe County Fire Department. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me today, Jeff.
Oh, well, thanks for having us.
So it's no surprise that fire season is going to be pretty bad this year, and fire departments around the state are bracing for the worst, just like the Santa Fe County Fire Department. Why is the season going to be significantly worse for New Mexico?
I think, you know, it's always difficult to predict what the fire season is going to look like, but I think some of the things that we can look at that we know are pretty factual in the fact that we are still obviously in an extreme drought condition, not only in the state, but definitely in Santa Fe County as well. Also, I think a lot of folks, a lot of your listeners, if I talk about some of the dry vegetation that we're seeing out there, probably you don't have to reach too far back and realize that, yeah, as you're driving down the road, you see these tumbleweeds kind of blowing across your bumper. Those are some of the dry vegetations that are going to cause us problems. And we're already seeing a lot of that with the winds that we're also having. Of course, these dry fuels, like these tumbleweeds, they'll lodge into fence lines, they'll get underneath the juniper trees and juniper bushes, and they're just a fuel ready to go and ready to ignite. We are also already seeing a lot of responses to some countywide wildfires. And so far, what we're seeing also with those is that a lot of those are caused by folks that are either burning improperly and either don't have permits, or if they do have permits, aren't quite following the rules and regulations that we put into place.
It's interesting because there is this idea of wildfire season that all of us are really used to when we see it in the news or we see it on the television. And that term seems to be going out of style. These fires are burning in months that we typically don't see any fires. Is there a possibility that we might be seeing more fires earlier and earlier in the year? Is that something that the fire department is concerned about?
Definitely is always a concern for us, Bryce. And I think the thing for us is we maybe in the past looked at wildfire season beginning around May time and going up and through monsoon season. But again, the weather patterns have changed. What we're seeing now, not just here, but worldwide, is changing. So weather predictions and weather patterns that we saw in the past aren't necessarily in play. So for us, this is something I think that needs to be at the forefront of your listeners' minds at all times, especially here in Santa Fe County, where we live in such a wild land urban interface.
Yeah. And as you said, climate change is really taking hold recently. And this year, there's been a total of 80 wildfires in New Mexico that's burned over 2,000 plus acres. And this obviously has to be a concern to your department. What is the Santa Fe County Fire Department doing to prepare for all this tough work that you guys have ahead?
Well, certainly there's preparation that we're always doing. You know, and again, we're a response type of agency, so we have to be prepared for whatever life throws at us emergency-wise. Our Emergency Management Wildland Division have already been doing some pre-planning with our local, state, federal, and tribal partners. They have already gotten together because, again, these are the groups that are going to be working together to battle some of these wildland fires that happen in the future.
Yeah. And is there any challenges that your department is facing right now? Or is there anything maybe broadly speaking in New Mexico that fire departments are kind of struggling with?
Most of the fire apparatus that we have, we rely heavily, unlike some city departments that would rely on a fire hydrant being within close proximity. That's not something we have the luxury of having, obviously, in the county. So we are really reliant on our bringing our own water sources. But understand that's, you know, through different trucks and tankers and things like that. But that takes time to set up, because what we have to basically do is set up like a mini swimming pool, fill those tanks for drafting for our firefighters to use.
You did touch on this a little bit, but if you can go in a little bit more detail of what the public can do to minimize the risk of starting a fire. If, let's say, if they're a property owner, they have houses and land, what can they do to prevent wildfires, especially in places like northern New Mexico, where there's a lot of vegetation, a lot of forests?
There's a lot of preparation that they can do. What we want our community to understand is it begins with a house that firefighters can defend. And so what does that mean and what does that look like? Well, one of the things that we have is a program called Ready, Set, Go, which is a personal wildfire action plan. And within that, it talks mostly about fuel management in and around these homes. And so what we do is we concentrate on creating defensible spaces. And that's where our listeners can actually do a lot of things on the front end of this to help themselves. We divide these defensible spaces into three zones. We call zone one, zone two, and zone three. And like zone one, for instance, would be 0 to 30 feet from the very outside edge of your home, or whether it be a deck. And within that zone, there are certain things that we would recommend that homeowners do that help protect and to build this defensible space. A good example would be not storing firewood within that 30-foot zone. And then when we get to the next zone two, which is 30 to 100 feet out, then there's other things that we recommend and guidelines that we recommend that homeowners do to, again, eliminate things such as what we call ladder fuels. And ladder fuels, if you think about a ladder and a fire progressing up a ladder, it begins with some of the lower level fuels that would ignite and then eventually getting to treetops. And then, of course, that leads to a whole nother issue with burning embers and being within what we call the ember zone. If you are within about a mile of a wildfire, you are in that ember zone. And that ember zone is something that I think is underestimated and under talked about with the extension of fire, that you think you have a safe distance, but in reality, you may not. And that's why we do have material. We do offer home assessments with Ready, Set, Go. So they can always contact our office and we can set up assessments with them. We also have flyers with information that we can provide for them about wildfire preparedness, talking about wildfire evacuation kits and things that a family or a home can have ready to go in the event that they have to evacuate.
Where should people go to get resources on fire prevention and planning if they needed to?
There's several websites that they can go to. They can reach us through phone, email, Facebook, website. There's a lot of avenues. If you want to call our fire prevention office, we are reachable at 505-995-6523. Also, our email at fireprevention@santafecountynm.gov. And then also, you can always go to the website, which is santafecountynm.gov/fire. And from there, you can click on our fire prevention link, and that will take you to additional resources and contact information. Another thing that we really recommend is making sure that we have notification in the event that something's happening in our area. So Alert Santa Fe, which is our emergency alert notification system that we use in the county and state, is a great way. And it's a great tool that your listeners can sign up for. There is no cost. They can put in as much or as little information as they want. It's basically a reverse 911 calling system that we utilize in the event of an emergency, and not just wildfires, but it may also be something related to missing persons or flooding or hazards with weather. So it's a great system to sign up for. Again, there's no cost. You can put as much or as little information, and then you can also sign up for the alerts that you want to be notified with. And you can be alerted through phone, through text, through email, or Facebook, or other websites. It's a great tool for notification where you kind of get to pick and sort how you get notified and what they notify you with.
Jeff is the fire prevention specialist with the Santa Fe County Fire Department. And as always, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And we'll have more information online at ksfr.org.